Well, Saudi Arabia has recalled its ambassador from Syria in protest at what it calls a government crackdown on protesters. Saudi King Abdullah described the situation in Syria as unacceptable and called on Syrian officials to end the violence before it's too late. This comes against the backdrop of an ongoing Saudi-backed crackdown in Bahrain. Riyadh has also been under fire for supporting Yemeni and Tunisian dictators. Saudi Arabia hosts one of the largest U.S. military bases in the Persian Gulf region. The oil-rich monarchy was established back in 1932 through British military support. Well, for more insight on that story, we're joined by Professor at the Lebanese University, Mr. Mohsen Saleh, who's joining us via satellite from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Sir, welcome to the program. First of all, what did you think when you first heard the news? A Saudi Arabia that supports the crackdown in Yemen logistically contributes to the crackdown in Bahrain, but sings a different tune when it comes to Syria.
Well, I guess the advisor who gave this advice to Saudi King to talk, he was mistaken, I guess. Because probably the last country in the whole world can talk about the people's right and the people's reformation and the human rights in the world is the Saudi Arabia. Because I guess they have enough problems inside. They kill people, they imprison people. They went to Bahrain also to put down the Bahrainis, the majority of the Bahrainis. They went also to Yemen and they intervene, but I guess this is an order from the United States, from Feltman exactly. He was ambassador in Lebanon and he knows this mentality that he is trying to play on something related to the Arabism or sectarianism in this region. But they are mistaken. The Saudis, they should stop talking about reformation and talking about this before they reform themselves.
And do you think that the U.S. could also be playing some sort of a role in Saudi Arabia's decision?
Absolutely. This is an American decision. I guess they are telling people from Lebanon or from the from Turkey, from the borders, also Jordan, to smuggle arms to the gangs in Syria. And yesterday and before yesterday, the Lebanese army put his hand its hand on these smugglers, and they really confiscated some bundles, many bundles of arms were intended to go to Syria, to Daraa, and we won't be astonished or surprised that this the situation on the border is always beginning to start working on killing the Syrian army and the Syrian security and this create problems and unsettlement to the Syrians. However, I guess I would say, let the Saudis and the Gulf states and some of the region states stop helping these gangs, and I guess the Syrians are really trying to make good reforms for the people more than they ever dreamt of, whether in Saudi Arabia or in Bahrain or in Turkey even.
All right, very well. Professor Mohsen Saleh of the Lebanese University, many thanks for sharing your thoughts with us here on Press TV. Thanks.